Greensboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk.
We interrupt this program to bring you the following message. What if everything you've been told about money was a lie? It's time for the truth. Welcome to Financial Coaching Radio, where cookie-cutter financial advice just doesn't cut it. With your host, certified financial planner, Jason Qualls. He's giving it to you straight and pulling back the curtains on the financial advice industry. No hidden agenda and no one-size-fits-all baby steps. Only unbiased, objective help for your entire financial life. Tackling your money questions at 893-1450. And now, here's the host of Financial Coaching Radio, commission-free, certified financial planner, Jason Qualls.
What is up? We're on the show giving you the truth about personal finance. This is Financial Coaching Radio, and I'm your host, Jason Qualls, certified financial planner, one of the only independent commission-free financial advisors in Rutherford County. For all about me, check out Jason Qualls, CFP.com. That's J-A-S-O-N-Q-U-A-L-L-S, CFP.com. If you want to jump in and be a part of the show, you can do that at financialcoachingradio.com. All you got to do is click email the show or any of the social media links. So let's get started. We've got a lot of new stuff that's been around here lately. A lot of stuff that's got you all in an uproar. A lot of stuff. Well, I tell you the truth. It's been a 50-50 split from people I've interacted with on their panic level. Obviously, we're in unprecedented times, whereas the volatility is way up, stock market way down, basically has lost a ton of gains in recent times. And some people are wondering, what should they be doing? But on the other coin, other side of that coin, a lot of people are seeing this as a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, certainly an opportunity we have not seen since 2008 and 2009. So about half learning from the past, saying, hey, I wish I had some cash back in 2008. I would have put it all in U.S. stocks, all in the S&P 500 index fund, and I'd have a lot more than I started with today. Then the other half is saying, what should I do? I'm scared. Is it going to zero? Should I sell everything? They're at high-level panic. And the only thing that keeps coming to my mind, even though, and I said this a few weeks ago on the air, what was my thought process on the market? Now, it doesn't quite explain a pandemic and a market reaction to a pandemic. But what I said was, what I believe, with technology changing the way the investing markets operate, and certainly have changed it in the last 20 years since I've been in the financial planning business. The volatility we saw in the 90s, the volatility we saw in the early 2000s, doesn't come close to the volatility that we see today. Is there a reason for that? Are things any worse than they were for any other circumstance? Well, I don't know. Take a look at the numbers. It's more about the fear level, right? Because the market is trying to price in the future. It's not about where are we now. It's about where do we think we're going to go. But my point is, we had some of the biggest one-day drops in the major U.S. market indices recently than in history. Huge drops. And I'm not talking about points. Now, a lot of people say, well, the Dow's down 500. The Dow's down 1,000. I don't really care about the point movement. It's the percentage change. How much is that lost or made in a day? You know, it being down 10-15% in a day, now that's what we would expect maybe in a bad year, but those are days. So what I said a few weeks ago is the swings come quicker and they hit harder than they used to. So that makes everyone think that things are worse than they used to be. That also, on the flip side of that, when the upswings come, they come harder and faster than they used to. Does that mean in a week's time, a month's time, 6 months' time, everything's going to go back for the Dow being almost at 30,000? I don't know. Maybe. But when things start to turn around, will we see a 5% upside day, a 10% upside day, a 20% upside day? Could be. So what I was saying is about the change. While it's unprecedented market volatility, just because we're comparing it to history, but it may not be. Because, you know, look at a couple years ago. Look at December 2018, January 2016. Those were months when the market made some huge moves. I believe that January 2016, I'm quoting from memory here, that it was the worst start of the year for the U.S. market. I think that's right. And I think in December of, January 2016. December 2018, I think, was the one of the worst Decembers that we'd ever seen. So that trend has been coming, that the downsides have been coming harder and faster. The recoveries are coming quicker and faster. Does that mean anything about our logical investment sense should change? I don't think so. But one of where I started going down this rant, got off topic a little bit, is thinking about one of the best investors that's ever lived. And one thing that he said has always stuck out to me. And it's what a lot of people have learned from the 2008 situation. What did they learn from 2008? They learned that in 2008, it sucked. U.S. markets were down 40% that year. Within a couple years, they were back to about where they started, I think. But people were saying, man, now that that's over and it's in my rearview mirror, I really wish, instead of freaking out, I would have invested more. So that's why I've been thinking about Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett. Who is Warren Buffett, if you don't know? I think he's probably, was he the third richest? No, after the recent market downturn, I don't know if he is or not. But he's one of the richest people in the world. And he basically made all his money by being an investor in stocks. Now, he has a different methodology than a lot of people. He has a different process than other people. He has now resources that people don't have. But he still began as an investor, and he's still an investor, or at least his team are investors. This is what he said, and I think it holds so true in times of volatility. If you're trying to actually come out better than where you were when it began. So if you could come out, you know, the Dow was at 28, 29,000, whatever it was. You had a tremendous 2019. You've had a tremendous 10-year run in your investments, 401k, your IRA, or Roth IRA. No matter what asset class you were in, if you'd have stayed investment, you've had a heck of a run. But here's what he says in times of volatility, that you need to learn from this. We all need to learn from this. And I have slowly come to accept it, and I rarely get very fearful anymore. But he says, be fearful when others are greedy. That's just half of it. Be fearful when others are greedy. What does that mean? It means when every Joe Blow on the street, and every news network, and every financial news article is talking about how great things are, how everything's up and everything's looking positive, and let's buy, you know, can't go wrong, is this ever going to end? That's when you, as a sound, rational investor, or actually it's sort of, that's when you should be fearful. So it's the opposite of the first part of that statement. So when everyone is being greedy and they're thinking, this is great, market's at high, it's a great time to invest, I'm going to get in, you should get in, that's when you should scratch your head and go, if the general population is thinking that everything's okay, I may want to scale back a little bit. But on the flip side, where I began that statement of Warren Buffett, be fearful when others are greedy and be greedy when others are fearful, now is the time that everybody's fearful. Everyone's scared. Everyone's selling. Not everyone. But the general market, the market's going down because there's more sellers than buyers in essence. There's more people selling than buying. And there's more people that want to sell. There's more people driving down the price of every major indice in the U.S., if not internationally. Now is the time for you to be greedy. What does that mean? It means that if you have any type of diversified, balanced portfolio, now that it's scaled back some, let's just take for instance that before all this began, you were 50% bonds, 50% stocks. That was your target allocation. And now, since all this crap has happened, all this fear and panic has happened, maybe you're at 30% bonds or 30% stocks and 70% bonds. So you were supposed to be 50-50. Now everything's out of whack because bonds have kind of held a little bit steady. Stocks have dropped tremendously, and now everything's out of whack. You have more in bonds than you should have and less in stocks than you should have. What can you do to take advantage? What can you do to be greedy when everybody's fearful? You can rebalance. You can sell what's flat or down just a little bit or slightly up. Basically, the things that haven't done much, bonds in essence, aren't down nowhere near as much as U.S. stocks. You can sell that asset class and buy stocks. Put your everything back. You put your portfolio, your investment strategy back in balance. And what did you just do? You just bought low. What are you trying to do with investing? You're trying to buy low, sell high. I don't care if you're trading individual stocks or you're trading ETFs or you're invested in a diversified long-term strategy. You want to buy low and sell high. Are things going to go lower from here? I don't know. But you're never going to be able to catch the best sell ever. If Walmart has a sale tomorrow on whatever, clothes, tires, oil, whatever the thing that Walmart's, TVs. You may not get there right at the bottom price, but it's cheaper today than it was last week. It's cheaper today than it was 2 weeks ago. And if the price goes lower, hey, you still got a great deal. Rebalancing now, selling what's flat or slightly down, like an asset class like bonds, to buy the asset class that's extremely down, it's a tremendous opportunity. It's an opportunity we have not seen since 2008, 2009. And for those of you who have lazy money, a lot of people that have been hoarding cash, they've carried on with their normal investment strategy. They haven't done anything different, still contributing to their retirement accounts, but maybe they've been accumulating some outside money while everything's kind of been riding high, waiting for this opportunity. If you've been doing that, I don't know if now's the perfect time, but I can't say that it's a bad time. It looks pretty good. Take advantage. It's reminding you of that quote. One of the best investors that has ever lived made billions in the stock market. Be fearful when others are greedy. Be greedy when others are fearful. All right, this is Financial Coaching Radio. I'm your host, Jason Qualls, Certified Financial Planner. If you got a question, hit me up online. Click email the show at financialcoachingradio.com. This is the one show giving you the truth about personal finance. I'm back at you right after this. Stick around. She'll know I'm a mighty, mighty man. I heard the news. There's good rockin' tonight. I say, oh, meet me in a hurry behind the barn. Don't you be afraid, I'll do you no harm. Okay, folks, I've said it before, but I'm going to say it again. If you were my client or a loved one, I would never let you get your wills done online. This is truly a case of where you only get what you pay for, and those you leave behind will be the ones to pay the price. Go see estate planning attorney John Baker today by calling 896-5621 or go to bakercounsel.com. Again, that's 896-5621 or bakercounsel.com. Get the expert estate planning advice you need today. A recent undercover study found that over 89% of paid tax preparers made mistakes. You heard me right, over 89%. Is your tax person making mistakes? Tax mistakes cost you money and may even lead to an IRS audit. I recommend you get a second opinion on your tax return today by calling Tuthero Helen Welch CPAs at 848-1072. Tuthero Helen Welch has been providing tax services to individuals and businesses for over 50 years. So call them today at 848-1072 or go to thwcpa.com. Listen up. When is the last time you talked with an independent, objective, certified financial planner? Do yourself a favor and get a second opinion on your investments and financial plan. Call me, Jason Qualls, the only certified financial planner today at 878-2134 or go to jasonquallscfp.com. Welcome back to Financial Coaching Radio. Let's talk about mortgage rates, interest rates in general. Now, the other day, had a lot of stuff happen. A lot more stuff than, unless you just sit there and watch the news. You know, the big stimulus package, there's more stimulus coming along the way due to the pandemic and the coronavirus. And to change your tax filing date, there's been waivers on this and waivers on that. But the Fed kind of jumped in and lowered their lending rate to other financial institutions or other banks. They cut it down to zero. And I saw that. I'm like, oh, this is, obviously it's a sign of the times. But I thought the market would be like, wow, excited. The market wasn't that excited. Now, it's not really getting excited about much because, again, the market is pricing in the future. Everybody thinks the market is reacting. Sometimes it reacts to the news right then and there. But most of the time, it's looking out into the future. It's trying to figure out where are things going to be a month from now? Where is it going to be 6 months from now? When I say things, I mean, where is the profitability of companies going to be in the future? So I really thought they would think, well, the companies are more profitable, rates are going down. But didn't take it that way. It was going to help the economy, whatever the thought process was. It's kind of the reverse. But people heard the news of the Federal Reserve, cutting interest rates down to zero for who it lends to. It was going to affect your mortgage rates. But it caused mortgage rates to actually go up. Largest weekly increase since 2016. Interest rates on home loans shot up higher over a week as demand for refinances remained strong despite major fluctuations in stock and bond markets. That's an understatement. Major fluctuations. I don't know how to describe that. It's major fluctuations on it. I would say the freak out panic in the stock and bond markets. 30-year fixed rate mortgage averaged 3.6% during the week of March 19th. Think about that. The increase was 29 basis points. But the average 30-year fixed rate mortgage, this is A credit borrowers, below 4% still. This was the largest weekly increase in the 30-year mortgage rate since November 2016, and it's the highest mortgage rates have been since mid-January. So it's an uptick. It's an uptick. Now we can talk about the intricacies of the mortgage market and what drives them, but I would just focus on your personal financial life. Just don't speculate on what's going to happen to rates. Don't speculate on the future of anything because it's too hard to predict. The professionals that try to forecast are wrong about 50% of the time. But here's what you need to know about your mortgage rate. If you have an interest rate above 4.25%, maybe even above 4%, look at refinancing. Now, refinancing now may not be as good as it was a week or two ago, but get with a professional to determine if it's right for you. There are certain situations whether it makes math sense from an interest rate perspective to refinance, but maybe you're going to sell the home sooner rather than later. Maybe your job is unstable. Maybe your credit isn't where it should be. There are many different situations that would say yes, refinance, or no, don't refinance. It's not right for you. So what do you need to do? You need to get the right team of people on your side. Hopefully, you have an independent, fee-only certified financial planner. Ask the general question, hey, my mortgage is this, my mortgage rate is this, what do you think about looking into refinancing? A financial planner that works with you is always going to have a better understanding, not of every single nuance in the financial markets, whether it be mortgages or insurance, but they'll have a better understanding of your overall short, midterm, and long-term goals. So if a client came to me this week and said, ask me the question, should I refinance? And let's say that client had told me the last review meeting we had that, hey, we're nearing retirement. Our plan sooner after we retire is to downsize our home and we're going to move into a condo. That may not be the best candidate for a refinance, even if their mortgage rate would dictate so. But I would know that instance as a financial planner, because some, when mortgage guys get busy, they're going to overlook some of the personal financial planning questions maybe they should ask to determine if refinancing or buying a home or buying an investment property is right for you. So the first place to go is to your financial person. And then we're going to need a team. We're going to need a couple different mortgage guys to crunch the numbers for us based on your unique situation. to determine if refinancing is right for you. But the Fed cut rates, mortgage rates went up. As odd as that sounds. The Federal Reserve had announced it was cutting its benchmark interest rate to a range of 0.25% to 0%. Mortgage rates do not generally track the Fed's movement directly. Instead, they roughly follow the direction of long-term bond yields, such as the 10-year Treasury note. So if you want an idea of what mortgage rates are doing, look at the 10-year Treasury. 10-year U.S. Treasury will give you a sense of whether mortgage rates are going up or mortgage rates are going down. And there's a lot of different facts. And if you want to dig deeper into that, dig deeper into what impacts the rate on the 10-year Treasury. And the Fed is not going to have any direct, immediate impact on the 10-year Treasury. So maybe you're thinking, well, should I lock in a mortgage rate? Is now a good time to buy? Am I thinking about buying this year or next year? You could do some analysis for yourself. Use Google to, you know, don't believe everything you read on the internet. But you can certainly find out what the 10-year Treasury yield is now. Look for maybe a trend, a gut feel on it. Learn what drives the Treasury market up or down. And then make your own assumption and then go with your gut. Bounce the idea off your financial planner. Verify your information with your financial planner. Verify your thought process and decision making with a mortgage expert. But a lot of news going on, but so much financial news with big changes. You know, big changes. Not just in the ups and downs of the markets, mostly down. But in, you know, bailouts and money coming from the government, extending your tax filing date, waiving student loan interest, not waiving interest and foreclosures on home. You know, so many things to keep up with. And you really need to find someone that can help you decipher some of this stuff. If you're sitting out there and you have no clue what to do, someone messaged me earlier with a question, basically saying, I'm scared. What the hell do I do? I gave them the best piece of advice I could. Sometimes it just takes someone on the outside that's not emotionally involved to guide you in the right direction. That's what a quality financial planner can do. They can guide you in the right direction, keep you from making huge mistakes, protect you from yourself. That's a big part of investing. If someone were along for the ride of your financial life, no matter how old you are, and you had someone in your hip pocket to keep you from hurting yourself financially, protect you from you, do you think you'd be better off or worse off? You're going to make financial goof-ups. We all do it. But having the right person on your side is key. Who should you have on your side? An independent, fee-only certified financial planner, an advisor who only works for you, is only paid by you, and has the top credential in the business. Go to jasonquallscfp.com for more. Taking our next break, hit me up online, financialcoachingradio.com. See you in just a bit. We have many great insurance agents in Rutherford County. The trouble is, most of them really don't work for you and me. That's why I only recommend the independent agents of Middle Tennessee Insurance Group. They've helped many of my clients get the home and auto insurance coverages they need while also saving them hundreds, if not thousands of dollars. See if you're wasting money on home and auto insurance today by calling Middle Tennessee Insurance Group at 898-0053. That's 898-0053. Would you trust your doctor or surgeon if they had never been to medical school? Of course not. So why trust your financial future to a financial advisor with little training or education? Anyone can call themselves a financial planner or a financial advisor, but a certified financial planner has been extensively trained. My name is Jason Qualls, and I am one of just a few certified financial planners in this area. So ask your current advisor about their education and training. Then call me, Jason Qualls, Certified Financial Planner, at 878-2134, or go to jasonquallscfp.com. Would you like your business to be more efficient? Well-organized financial records are the foundation of any successful business. Take an advantage over your competition today by calling Tuthero Helen Welch CPAs at 848-1072. They can provide you with expert bookkeeping, payroll services, tax planning, and much, much more. Go to thwcpa.com or call them at 848-1072.
1072 today.
Welcome back to The One Show, giving you the truth about personal finance. No books to sell, certainly not pushing any live event tickets. I'll leave that to the other show. I'm your host, Jason Qualls, Certified Financial Planner. Hit me up online, jasonquallscfp.com. I am one of the only independent commission-free financial advisors in Rutherford County. What you're looking for in your financial advisor is someone who has no conflicts of interest with you. Someone who is a fiduciary all the time, not part-time. I don't care what they say. You can prove if they're a full-time fiduciary or not. Someone who works on commission, sells any type of product where they get a commission, a kickback, a referral fee, a bonus, a trip, just by selling more of it, they have conflicts of interest with you, and they're not going to be a full-time fiduciary. Go to jasonquallscfp.com to learn more. I was hitting at this in the last segment. Extend your tax payment deadline for 90 days. So I believe you still have to file a return on April 15th, if that's the deadline, if it falls on a weekday. If not, it'd be the next business day. Still got to file your return by April 15th. Many of you already done so. But if you owe money, you don't have to pay it for 90 days after that. 90, that's awesome. I think that's sweet. Because many people are going to be financially impacted by this, whatever it is. And that's the biggest fear. And I heard something that said, I'm going to paraphrase and steal one of the comments I heard on another talk radio show. If you have health issues and you have, you know, we don't know everything there is to know about everything. We certainly don't know everything there is to know about what's going on with the virus. But I think there's been enough information in other countries to tell us that if you're generally healthy, this is not life threatening. Could you lose your life? Certainly. You could lose your life doing a million things. The biggest fear you should have is what all of this is doing to your finances. Or will do to your finances. If everything shuts down and people are out of work, the strain that's going to put on the economy, and how long is it going to take to shovel out of this hole? We'll get out of it. I'm convinced. No, we got out of 2008 and 2009, and our freaking economy almost collapsed behind the scenes, and we didn't even know it. And we all just saw the headlines, and we thought we knew everything. Think about the coronavirus in contrast to the Great Recession. You may have followed along with all the stuff, watched every news story, just stuck your head on CNN and CNBC and thought you knew everything there was to know. But years after everything was done and over with and everything kind of bounced back, and the people on the inside shared their stories saying that if we didn't get one or two things done with government bailouts and buyouts and companies selling to this company, that our economy was going to collapse. I don't think we're there. We're nowhere near that now. My point is, we came out of that. We're going to come out of this. But it's going to hurt some people financially. That's where your fear should be. So don't let your fear of this flu take over your rational fear to say, hey, we have to get something done as far as keep our economy moving. And maybe this passes shortly instead of going down the road. But anyway, the Federal Reserve or the IRS says your tax payment deadline is now 90 days after April 15th. You get an extra 60 days to pay your taxes, and they're going to halt mortgage foreclosures for 60 days. So if things were already tight for you and they just got even tighter because of everything that's going on, at least you know you're not going to lose your home. But we got to get this information out there. Help me get the info out there, because I told you in the last segment, there's so much financial news right now. And there's so much other news than financial. There's all these things coming at the general public that's going to be beneficial to them. Whether you agree with them or not, it's not what the segment's about. There's a lot of things that are going to benefit the general public, benefit you and me, and hopefully benefit our economy in the long run. Certainly not. Hopefully it doesn't hurt it. We got to let people know. So don't have to pay your taxes for another extra 90 days, and you're not going to get foreclosed on. And there's plenty of other details out there. Get your financial information from a great source. Just don't believe everything you read. Stay away from the political hype, people. Everything is going to be politicized in an election year. I don't care if you're on the left, on the right, or in the middle. Now, uncloud your head for a minute and look at things through logical, rational eyes, not emotional eyes. You're not going to make any good decision or have any good opinion if you're thinking emotionally. All right, this is Financial Coaching Radio. Taking another break. I'm Jason Qualls, Certified Financial Planner. Back at you. Back to this.
Where do we go now? Where do we go?
Donegal offers car and homeowners insurance at rates that are very competitive. So competitive that Donegal's car insurance rates are among the lowest in the state. And if you insure your car and home with Donegal, Donegal will take up to an additional 10% off their already low rates. Donegal, a better value.
Let us quote your auto and home and maximize your discounts. Call Middle Tennessee Insurance Group at 615-898-0053.
Hey, Financial Coaching Radio listeners. If you don't understand exactly how your financial advisor is compensated, you could be in big trouble. My name is Jason Qualls, a commission-free certified financial planner. To learn more about why my process is so unique, go to jasonquallscfp.com or call 878-2134 today.
Buying a house is stressful, and so is shopping for a mortgage. Take my advice and get a second opinion on the mortgage for your new home or your refinance. Not all banks and mortgage companies are created equal. Trust me on this. Call my friend Marshall Sparkman with Franklin Synergy Bank at 615-439-0885. Great team, great process, and the best rates. Marshall Sparkman with Franklin Synergy Bank at 615-439-0885.
Out there, get your guns, your ammo, your bottled water, your toilet paper. Just kidding. It's a financial show. Had to get in one joke out there, but gun stores are doing well. At least the ones I've visited recently. And obviously grocery stores are doing well. And those shares of those companies seem to be holding up very nicely as a contrarian play to what's going on. What do you need to do in this situation? You need to either stop looking at your account. Stop panicking. Think long term. If the money that you have invested is not going to be spent within the next 5 years, all of it in the next 5 years, whatever amount you have in U.S. stocks or international stocks, put your big boy pants on. We've been through this before. Maybe not the drasticness of the quick swings, but we've been through downtimes, major downtimes before in our lifetimes. 2008 wasn't that long ago, and we all came out fine. Actually came out much better than we were before 2008. This is going to be the same. Do I know when? Don't know how fast, how slow. I do not, but we will. You will. Stop freaking out. You're freaking out everybody else. You're freaking out me, and you're freaking out everyone that doesn't want to be freaked out because they know they shouldn't be freaked out. So think rationally. Don't think with emotions. Think logically. This is Jason Qualls, and I am Jason Qualls, and I am the host of Financial Coaching Radio. Listen to the show anytime, anywhere at financialcoachingradio.com. Again, financialcoachingradio.com. I'm back at you tomorrow, same time, same channel. Keep it locked in right here on WGNS.